Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're going to be rejoined by Alex Jones in the next segment. But let's take a step back and remember who and what we're dealing with in the fake news. And you really have to sit here and think critically. Why would you have news publications like the New York Times be so fraudulent, be such liars? I mean, where does that come from? What are they protecting? Who are they protecting? Why do they just lie to the public like that and think they can get away with it when it comes to the Brett Kavanaugh story, where literally the woman that they printed about says she didn't remember it. The committees that were running the investigation into the Kavanaugh accusations reached out to her. She declined comment or to come forward. But that doesn't stop the New York Times from lying. What is up with that? So last night at a rally in New Mexico where Trump had, what, 15, 20,000? Let me tell you something. There isn't a Democrat that could get 10,000 people at an event in New Mexico if they were giving away a free hot meal. They still couldn't get 10,000. Trump had at least 15,000. They were literally, in fact, now at every rally, Trump has to set up, they have to set up an outside viewing center with a projection screen because it's overflowing the arenas every time. Not a Democrat could even hope for that if they were giving away a hot meal and a reach around. But here's Trump last night calling out the New York Times for their blatant fake news.
They use Democrat prosecutors and phony congressional committees whenever they can. They'll do whatever they can to demean you, to libel you. They try to blacklist, coerce, cancel, or destroy anyone who gets in their way. Look at what they're doing today to Justice Kavanaugh. Look at what they're doing.
You wonder if this isn't in response to Ruth Bader Ginsburg's health decline.
Did you see the New York Times? Did you see what they're doing? Did you see what Democrats? They're calling for his resignation. They're calling for his impeachment. And the woman involved said she didn't know anything. She doesn't. But they still. So the New York Times had to put out a major apology. And they had to change their story. The woman said, I don't remember that. Table it. And they still want him to be impeached. And I just put out a statement, and he's a great man, by the way, great talent, a great, brilliant man, Brett Kavanaugh. And I just put out a statement on social media that said, I don't think they'll do it, but they should, for the good of the nation. I call for the resignation of everybody at the New York Times involved in the Kavanaugh smear story.
Or maybe it's just time for people to start suing the New York Times into oblivion. That's one way to go about this. We know that that's what the left loves to do, except they have no real litigation. It's all frivolous. It's all legal warfare. It's all for press. But that's what this is about. You see, the New York Times knew everything was fake, knew they were publishing a libelous story. They knew it. Why did they do it? Because here's the kicker. I'm sorry, just thinking about this makes me so frustrated. Now, anytime you want to have a political discussion with some brainwashed liberal, what are they going to say? Trump appointed a rapist to the Supreme Court. How can you support that? And you say, what are you talking about? They say, didn't you see the story in the New York Times about Kavanaugh's penis? They literally tweeted about it, folks. A fake story, and they tweeted about his penis. I mean, Do you get any lower than the New York Times? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you go straight to hell. Maybe that might be lower. But they don't care. It's all a game. Publish the story. The brainwashed leftists eat it up after it's reported on CNN, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS News all night long. They retract it 24 hours later. The retraction never gets covered. So the first wave of information, Kavanaugh raped this lady. Total fake news. That's all people hear. That becomes reality. Doesn't even matter that the New York Times admitted the whole thing was fake.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack to take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfraWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfraWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
Meanwhile, the New York Times revising that bombshell report on new sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The newspaper publishing an editor's note last night revealing the alleged victim referenced in their report does not remember the incident.
The Times correcting its story on these allegations, surfacing in a new book by two Times reporters claiming a former Kavanaugh classmate and Clinton-connected lawyer Max Steyer witnessed the sexual misconduct. Turns out the allegations were uninvestigated. And friends of the alleged victim, as you mentioned, say she does not remember it. The Times writing in their correction. We corroborated the story with two officials who have communicated with Mr. Steyer. The female student declined to be interviewed, and friends say she does not recall the episode.
I mean, this is what happens when a story with a big problem gets out. It explodes on Twitter. Presidential candidates react on the basis of the story without the later correction. And now everybody's on record, most everybody in the Democratic field.
Given the fact that it appears as though Brett Kavanaugh lied under oath, which is a crime, I think that he has disqualified himself for service on the Supreme Court.
What's the remedy for that?
He should step down or he should be impeached.
If one person or two people weren't paying attention, if Molly Hemingway hadn't pointed this out, that the main person, the victim, could not verify the actual accusation, the Times would not have copped to this. They would not have had to correction. They're only doing it because they got caught. And it raises that a really big question. How many stories did they get away with because nobody was paying attention?
I think the New York Times made another terrible mistake. It's a shame that a thing like that could happen. I see they're making a big correction today. They've just announced there's a correction. But to do that about a Supreme Court justice is a terrible thing. It's a false accusation. Whatever happened with the New York Times, I mean, I can tell you personally, they never check. They never do. We used to have a thing called fact-checking. They don't do fact-checking anymore. They used to call and say, what about this? What about that? How can they do a thing like that and destroy somebody's life? I mean, they're destroying lives. And it's fake news. It's just fake news. But it's a very fair question. I mean, they have to be very embarrassed. But much more importantly, what they do is wrong, and they do it all the time.
Time and time again, we have seen Trump zig and then zag. But in almost every case, he ends up doing the right thing. Roger Stone's absolutely right about Trump. When he gets the right information, he does the right thing. He cares about the nation. He doesn't like seeing us being sold out. He doesn't like seeing the globalists with the left, who are America haters, give us one-sided deals over and over again. It's that simple. And so when we say make America great again, we mean bring sovereignty back to our nation. We're not going to be perfect, but let's have our government, federal, state, and local, be run by Americans and not by these globalist combines, the IMF, the World Bank, the WTO. Globalism is about destroying the nation states and transferring the power of we the people out of the nation. We've already got enough problem with faraway D.C. or faraway state capitals or out of control bureaucracies. When they become the IMF or the World Bank or the WTO or the unelected EU, we are truly slaves. And so the process of waking up to this is happening faster and faster. And sure, the EU's fighting, Brexit, and all the rest of it, but that's part of the process. 20 years ago, the average Brit didn't even know they were in the EU. It had been done by stealth. I'd talk about how the EU was about to take over and write their laws. I'd have Nigel Farage on 20 years ago, and people thought we were conspiracy theorists. But then the EU took over. They started making all the laws. They started flooding them with illegal aliens. And so the population woke up. And just recently, we've seen a huge awakening with Epstein and his murder and the fact that he was running a government blackmail ring. We've seen the public wake up as it comes out in major studies that fluoride does lower IQs and doesn't help our teeth and gives us cancer. It's coming out in major studies that glyphosate gave us cancer from the start, and they knew it and covered it up. The list goes on and on, that 3G, 4G, and 5G give us cancer. And we're asking, who are these corporations? They go out of their way to kill people, like Bayer. 15 years ago, knowingly took blood from the Clintons, who control the Arkansas prisons, and for over a decade shipped it out around the world, being put into factor 8 blood products for hemophiliacs filled with HIV and hepatitis, and killed over a million people. When the documents came out, their corporate heads just said, screw these people. They need to die anyways. Let's just give them HIV. There is an awakening to how sinister and psychopathic these corporate leaders are, who for hundreds of years pass on power to the next corporate head, the next psychopath, and they all watch each other's backs, and they all get away with the hell they're putting out. And because Trump and other nationalists, other populists have been getting elected, that so scares these globalists that they've thrown everything they've got at us. And we've seen the fake news about myself, the fake news about Trump, but this Brett Kavanaugh situation, where they've had, what, 7 women supposedly go public. Turns out most of them never went public and said that they were never assaulted by him. In fact, they never met him. And that other women, all of them former Clinton lawyers or Clinton operatives or Obama operatives, just made it up. And this latest woman, the New York Times said Kavanaugh pulled his genitals out and pushed on her at a party. What was the source on that? Former Clinton lawyers giving testimony to the LA Times and the New York Times. And then the New York Times and LA Times talked to each other and said, oh, we heard this too, from each other. Until finally somebody went to the woman and said, have you ever met Kavanaugh? Did he ever go to a party? She goes, no, I don't remember any of this. Didn't happen. You got to ask yourself, why are they that bold? Well, because they've gotten away with thousands of such stories, and they're in total war mode because they got caught lying with fake polls in the election and Donna Brazile giving the debate questions to Hillary from CNN. Instead of stopping the lying, they're tripling and quadrupling down and telling bigger, more fantastical lies that are so unbelievable. I mean, come on, it's got to be true. And you learn this trick they do where Kavanaugh's at the party and he pulls his genitals out and then someone else pushes it in the woman's hand. You're like, that doesn't make sense. But they've learned in psychological warfare that if you're lying, make it sound confusing and weird, and then people kind of get lost in the minutiae and think, well, it must be true because it doesn't make sense and it's weird. It's a psychological tactic. Just like they had the Daily Mail say that I wear swastika tennis shoes. 100% a lie. That I hit on an employee and that I never actually hit on him, but that he felt like I was hitting on him. It's crazy, ladies and gentlemen. This is what they do. Just 100% made up. NPR did a piece where they said that I beat up all these little kids when I was in high school. And so they invited me out to a party someplace and tied me up in a barn and knocked my teeth out. That never happened. I never beat anybody up that didn't physically attack me. I never bully. It's a total lie. But again, that's the leftist cosmology where they're the downtrodden, they're the bully. So they've got to lie and they've got to cheat and they've got to oppress language and they've got to brainwash kids and they've got to take over the universities and they've got to take over the media. They've got to take over big tech because they're defending the downtrodden. They just make it up because they're the bullies. They're the liars. They're the frauds. And so they keep doubling down. It's not working. So you've got to ask, what are they going to do next? They're now trying to implement violence. They're now trying to get other people to go out and carry out violent attacks. And when you see the unborn being killed, and babies already born being killed, and their body parts sold, and when you see pedophilia on the news and major universities like San Diego State saying, no, pedophilia is good in mainline classes, it makes you angry. You think they're taking over. We've got to do something. We've got to fight. They're losing. People are waking up. So they're doing all this to spur us into physical revolution. And it's made me physically angry and physically, you know, very upset. But that's because our heads are screwed on straight. And the enemy knows that. So they're trying to poke us. We need to sue these people, politically expose them, create our own media, promote independent media, and never give up and know that we're going to win. Now, they're going to try to start wars. You see that going on right now. They're going to try to crash the economy. They've admitted they're doing that. They're going to try to pull out every stop they can to keep control of civilization. But I'm here to tell them, you thought you'd bullied us into submission. We were asleep. Now we're awake and you keep bullying more and more going, why don't we submit? We're not follower scumbags like you. We built this country. We built the technology. We built what the modern world is. The strivers. The real individuals that already have personal power, so we don't seek power. And it's only in history, every time evil is about to totally take over, that you awaken us to come and resist you. Because we don't seek power, but we do seek peace and justice. And so we're awake. We know who you are. We don't believe a damn thing you say. And you're going to be held responsible for what you've done by being ostracized and completely seen as the scum you are. And that goes for the NPR fake producers. That goes for CNN, MSNBC. That goes for all of you and all the spooks and the intelligence agencies that literally just feed on this country and believe they own it and it's something they've captured. No, we are not your slaves, and we're aware of what you're doing. So attack us all you want, lie about us all you want. The human spirit is awake, and you will not conquer America, and you will not conquer Christianity, no matter how you have alliances between communist China and radical Islam and all the rest of it, and Hollywood and the EU and the unelected bureaucracies. You're going to fail. The war is now. The globalists are coming for your freedom, your children, your genetics, your treasure, your future, your destiny. Awaken, get charged up, and resist. You are the future. You are the leaders, and you are unstoppable.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, that bada-boom, bada-bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, the Imperial forces are marching indeed. Right out of Silicon Valley. Right out of the Democrat Party. And they're marching to take your guns and to take your free speech. Now, we've played some of the clips. You've seen what Democrats like Beto O'Rourke have called for with the gun confiscation. They want to enslave you. Yes. If somebody comes to your door and tells you can't have a gun and takes it, you're a slave. Now, people tend to take that word and only apply it towards one type of slavery, but no, believe me, if you don't have the right to arm yourself and protect yourself, you have no rights. And maybe you're not a slave out there like it used to be, working in a field or doing something like that or in Egypt or anything, but, well, I guess it could get to that eventually, couldn't it? And that's why you have the Second Amendment, so that you don't have a tyrannical government telling you what you can and can't do, forcing you into labor, taking your money, taking your children. And so this is what the Democrat Party is all about now. And Paul Joseph Watson has the story at InfoWars.com. Headline, shocking report shows Democrats in Congress directing tech censorship against conservatives. Will you allow the silencing of the American people before 2020? Well, it's already happening, folks. InfoWars has been removed, all these social media platforms. You've got Anna Paulina, or Paulino, who's running for Congress. She just announced her campaign about a week ago, and she's already having her videos removed. So she's not allowed to run as a conservative. So this is what's happening. Story goes, a shocking new video report exposes how the widespread big tech censorship of the conservatives was a scheme hatched by Silicon Valley and Democrat lawmakers from the very start. The mass banning and censorship of InfoWars and other conservative personalities and news outlets was preceded by Democrats in Congress demanding blanket silencing in the name of stopping hate and harassment. Of course, that's all you get if you're a conservative. Like, for example, people post videos of me being harassed on YouTube, and then I can't even post them myself. Of course, it all had nothing to do with that and everything to do with the fallout from Trump's 2016 success and preventing him from winning re-election in 2020. Yeah, we've said it here before. Trump's not running against the Democrat Party. Trump is running against big tech and social media and Silicon Valley. The long-term goal is to prevent anyone other than Democrats winning ever again by defaming, financially sabotaging, and digitally disappearing their ideological adversaries. Virtually, and you got to ask why. What is really behind it when you're that evil? Virtually everyone who helped elect Trump in 2020 is now imprisoned in a digital gulag to one degree or another, with the next wave focused on blocking you even having the right to a bank account or to engage in basic commerce. That's right. Again, InfoWars banned off all social media. Alex Jones banned off all social media. I'm banned off YouTube. I'm banned off Facebook. I can't get on Instagram. Republican candidates are getting censored and banned. Even Tulsi Gabbard is dealing with this because she doesn't like war. Who are these people censoring? And by the way, you won't believe a clip that we have from CNN coming up. You literally won't believe this, folks. But now that they realize it was social media, no pun intended, trumping cable news, they realize, okay, we have to censor social media now. The end game is a communist Chinese-style social credit score where any American who expresses views outside ring-fenced norms is punished. Imagine a future where you go to buy groceries and your credit card gets declined because some pencil neck in Silicon Valley didn't like your politically incorrect Facebook post. Or imagine if you're not even allowed on Facebook where the digital currency is and commerce is engaged and you literally can't even exist. That's our collective destiny unless we stop it now. Our entire lives and our very thought processes dictated to us by the very worst people in society. The Trump administration must act now to address big tech censorship and deplatforming. Otherwise, control freaks hell-bent on socially reengineering the population will cement their power for decades to come. By the way, Trump is on his way to San Francisco right now. Trump has a campaign event happening in San Francisco at an undisclosed location. That's going to be happening today. So, what do you say to President Trump, who's ultimately going to be one of the biggest victims of this? The real victim is America. The real victim is free speech. The real victim is the First Amendment and just freedom in general and communication. But it's all targeted at Trump. And so what do you do if you're the president right now? You know, how do you properly roll this out? How do you properly get this message out? Because quite frankly, it's getting redundant at this point. We all know about the social media censorship. We've all seen the Project Veritas videos. Kind of like, remember Nick Dudich from the New York Times that Project Veritas caught on a hidden camera talking about how, yeah, we're biased. Yeah, we print fake news. Yeah, we don't care. They just did it again to Kavanaugh. They're popping champagne at the New York Times today. They're not feeling bad or remorseful about their fake news destroying people's lives. No, 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 no. That's what the New York Times is there to do. Again, Project Veritas caught them on a hot mic. They admitted it all. No, the New York Times did understand what it did. The National Review headline says the New York Times still doesn't understand what it did. Oh, no, it does. It does. It knows exactly what it did. These are henchmen. These are not journalists. These are political henchmen. Caught on a hot mic admitting that. Again, Project Veritas caught him. And you see, I sit here and I get all flippant and mad. Why? Because what is the president going to do about it? Now, again, it's tough to talk about this, folks, because we still support Trump. We still need Trump to be the man we elected. But my goodness, it's kind of almost a I hate to say I told you so thing. But I don't want to be right. That's the thing. This is one of those cases where I want to be wrong. And so it's hard for me to say this stuff because I want to be wrong, which is rare for me. But man, oh, man, seems like I was right. The social media summit was nothing more than a pat on the head and a dog bone. No action. We've got 50 states attorney generals with an antitrust probe. Where's that going? Where's the update on that? We've had Trump tweeting about the censorship multiple times. Brad Parscale says he's going to do something about the censorship, but he's never heard of InfoWars. President Trump, you are not running against the Democrat Party. They have nothing. You're running against Silicon Valley. You're running against big tech. Investigate these criminals.
Band.video. is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The left tries to threaten, bully, intimidate Americans into submission. They use Democrat prosecutors and phony congressional committees whenever they can. They'll do whatever they can to demean you, to libel you. They try to blacklist, coerce, cancel, or destroy anyone who gets in their way. Look at what they're doing today to Justice Kavanaugh. Look at what they're doing. Did you see the New York Times? Did you see what they're doing? Did you see what Democrats? They're calling for his resignation. They're calling for his impeachment. And the woman involved said, She didn't know anything. She doesn't, but they still. So the New York Times had to put out a major apology, and they had to change their story. The woman said, I don't remember that. Table it. And they still want him to be impeached. And I just put out a statement, and he's a great man, by the way, great talent, a great, brilliant man, Brett Kavanaugh. And I just put out a statement on social media that said, I don't think they'll do it, but they should, for the good of the nation. I call for the resignation of everybody at the New York Times involved in the Kavanaugh smear story. And while you're at it, the Russian witch hunt hoax, which is just as phony a story. They've taken the old gray lady. Do you know the New York Times for years? The old gray lady, so prestigious. They've taken the old great lady and broken her down, destroyed her virtue, and ruined her reputation.
Well, that's a breath of fresh air. Trump needs to go on a major offense against not just big tech censorship, but the culture of bullying and intimidation carried out by the left and by its Hollywood and Chi-Com backers. It's sick. Not just what I've gone through, not just what Trump's family's gone through, but what the average Trump supporter or someone who's proud of America has gone through. The article by Steve Watson is up on NewsWars.com. Trump slams leftist cancel culture at New Mexico rally. The left tries to threaten, bully, intimidate Americans into submission. You just saw the clip, but that's really what's happening. Think about how they've terrorized Judge Kavanaugh. In fact, I was saying it was 7 accusers yesterday. I actually looked it up. It's 9 accusers. 3 of them have come out and admitted they never did it. Only one of them has been criminally charged. Again, 3 of them just said they made it up. But they're like, well, he deserved it because, you know, he's a right-winger and he's pro-life. And then Blasey Ford's lawyer comes out 2 weeks ago and says, well, we did this to try to, you know, stop him from getting in, but at least he's tainted now. You know, we did this to discredit him, basically admitting they're lying. And then now this newest woman never met Kavanaugh, never saw him, remembers none of this. And that's the New York Times' source, who was never contacted. And when she was, it's totally made up. And of course, it's 2 former Clinton operatives who worked for Clinton who were the sources to the LA Times and the New York Times. And the Washington Post passed on it. And then no one even gets in trouble. That's what's scary, is that they know they can lie. And let me tell you, I'm not a victim here. But when I explain to you just how evil they are, I know you think you know. And you may know. But when you're a public figure and it's free reign, open season to make up whatever they want about you, it doesn't make me feel sorry for myself. It pisses me off that these arrogant people think they're invincible and can get away with this. But guess what? They're not. They are discredited. Even their fake polls show that mainstream media is the most unpopular group in the country. Congressmen and women are usually at about 11%, depending on the poll. These are establishment polls, probably even lower. The media has been as low as 7%. In their own polls about themselves, they're at 15 to 20%. So in their own fake polls, 15 to 20% of people like them. So they have discredited themselves like a restaurant where every time you go to it, you get food poisoning. Well, that place wouldn't stay open, would it? Well, it's the same thing with the New York Times. Newsweek used to be bigger than the New York Times and was somewhat respected 20 years ago. Newsweek went out of business a few years ago and was sold for almost no money to some internet group that's even lying more today with fake news. Newsweek's gone, folks. It doesn't even exist, the real Newsweek. The New York Times was propped up by the kingpin, Carlos Slim, who got $3 billion of taxpayer money from Obama. He ran the Obama phone system, a foreigner, one of the richest men in the world. And his payoff to prop up the New York Times was $3 billion. Now he's gone. Now they've got new sugar daddies. And the sugar daddies want Trump removed. The powerful ultra-rich want him gone. Why is that? Because he's actually being the president. Doesn't mean every policy he engages in is perfect. Doesn't mean he's an angel. But he still believes in the country, and that's why they're pissed. And that's the key. You notice what else he said in that clip? We're not going to violate our precious Second Amendment. It's not going anywhere. I told you I talked to two MRA board members, one on the phone, one in person. They told me over a year ago, Trump is going to play games with them. He's going to come out when they want gun control and say, sure, what do you want? To get them to say, we want to ban all the guns. And I got to say, 3D chess? I was thinking about this morning. That's 3D chess. Because him saying, oh yeah, what do you want? You're right. We want everything. We want it now. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15s. And the Democrats are all on the stage of the debate last week in Houston going, Beto, thank you for your courage. We love you. Take all the guns. Oh, you're so good. So I got to say, Trump is playing 3D chess with these people. It really is true. But I'll tell you who else is playing 3D chess, and that's the deep state. Obama and Kerry and Hillary are openly engaged in treason. Trump's been complaining for 3 years, working with Iran, giving them the data, and telling them how to set Trump up and make him look like a fool. And again, I said it earlier in the show, I've talked to a lot of people I respect. One of them sitting right over there, a smart guy. We're not going to put him on camera. Maybe we will. And they all believe that it's just like they tried to set up Jimmy Carter in the late 70s successfully, working with Tehran, the deep state, to make him look like a fool. Just like they set up Kennedy in the Bay of Pigs to make him look like a fool. That Trump's being maneuvered by Obama and the globalists, and Iran's been told, go ahead, launch cruise missiles attacks, have your rebels take the blame for it, credit, and then that way keep grabbing ships, and our military is so discredited because of what we've done to it, that's Obama and Hillary and Bush Sr., that they won't believe Iran attacked us even when they do, and then we'll maneuver Trump into a disaster that plunges the U.S. economy, which is their goal. And that's a key report that's up on Infowars.com from Michael Snyder. Very important report where he lays out that, what is it? The majority, in fact, almost all of the major recessions we've had in the last 50 years came after massive spikes in oil prices. And so you've seen the private Federal Reserve wanting to plunge the economy. You've seen Bill Maher saying plunge the economy. You've seen Democrats all over saying the economy needs to be taken down to defeat this populist uprising and to punish the American people. And now they're doing it, and that's what this is all about. So a lot of my listeners are saying, Alex, we think every event is a false flag. And so we think this is Israel doing this, or we think it's Saudi Arabia doing this. And certainly those countries have staged false flags before. But if you look at what's really going on, these are cruise missiles out of Iran. Iran's rebels already took blame so that Iran could get away with an attack and then lure Trump in, even though it's well known by the military that Iran actually did this, to then set up Trump. That's the real plan. That's what's going on. And it's my job to give you my best analysis from a historical understanding of what's really happening. So I do not want to strike Iran. But half of Saudi Arabia's oil supply was just taken out, 5% of the world's supply, and it's meant to kill the markets. And Trump comes out and says, hey, we got plenty of oil, don't panic, because almost every time this happens, it causes a global recession, which the globalists admit they want right now to teach all the populists around the world to sit down and shut up so the big banks can come in with more banker bailouts with our own tax money to take control of our lives. So let's think about the reality of what's unfolding here. And realize this is the geopolitical manipulations, that we're in a proxy war with China, and that it's the U.S., India, the U.K. against radical Islam, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood leftist movement, who is allied with Iran. And so, yes, we made an alliance with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is corrupt. They're out of control. They were involved in 9/11. Saudi Arabia helped destroy ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which they were running, as a way to prove to Trump they're not going to play games. Trump said, you stop it right now, I'm going to overthrow you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Between two admittedly regrettable but nevertheless distinguishable post-war environments. One where you got 20 million people killed and the other where you got 150 million people killed.
You're talking about mass murder, General, not war.
Mr. President, I'm not saying we wouldn't get our hair mussed. But I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed, tops, depending on the breaks.
I will not go down in history as the greatest mass murderer since Adolf Hitler.
Perhaps it might be better, Mr. President, if you were more concerned with the American people than with your image in the history books.
General Turgeson, I think I've heard quite sufficient from you. Thank you very much.
Mr. President, they have the ambassador waiting upstairs.
Oh, good. Any difficulty?
They say he's having a fit about that squad of MPs.
Yes, well, that can't be helped. Have him brought down here straight away.
Yes, sir.
Is that the Russian ambassador you're talking
about? Yes, it is, General.
Am I to understand the Russian ambassador is to be admitted to entrance to the war room?
That is correct. He is here on my orders.
I don't know exactly how to put this, sir, but are you aware of what a serious breach of security that would be? I mean, you see everything. You see the big board.
That is precisely the idea, General. That is precisely the idea. Sains, get Premier Kissoff on the hotline.
Charles Kupperman was the attaché of the outgoing head, National Security Advisor to President Trump, John Bolton. And this gentleman gave interviews and wrote articles back in 1982 where he was quoted as saying the United States could survive a nuclear war and only get 10 to 20 million tops killed. Now, how did he basically exactly quote from the fictional film Dr. Strangelove released in the early 1960s? Well, Kubrick did his research, ladies and gentlemen. The article is from Paul Joseph Watson. It's up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. New National Security Advisor once said U.S. can take losing 20 million people in a nuclear war. I'm not saying we wouldn't get our hair mussed. So he's now basically quoting the fictitious general played by George C. Scott in that famous film. You got to go read these quotes for yourself. They're absolutely incredible. And they were even talking about a preemptive war, starting one with the Soviets, becoming more evil than even they were. So this is the type of insanity that still reigns in some of these neocon brains. David Knight yesterday got into a similar subject, that the U.S. government actually had a plan to survive a nuclear war, the end of the world as we know it. And once his wife and children actually went down the wrong road, actually visited one of these continental government facilities. So I want to go to this report from David Knight, but you're actually seeing the evidence laid out here by him of the fact that the establishment believes they can survive doomsday, be it AI, be it bioweapons, be it nuclear war. In fact, they're even romanticizing the post-human world and how good a nuclear war would be to get rid of us. Like MI6 and OSS officer Ian Fleming that wrote Moonraker, kind of giving you an idea about how the elite fantasize about going to the moon or space while they kill all of us here and then come back and create a new Garden of Eden. So here is David Knight's powerful report. But whatever you do after watching this, we're going to post it to InfoWars.com. Share this important video because people aren't going to believe it unless they see the facts themselves.
And folks, this isn't, you know, we've always talked about mutually assured destruction. The people in the Pentagon really never believed that. They believed that it wasn't going to be mutual destruction. They believed they could win this war. And in the 1980s, the guy who has taken John Bolton's place was one of the biggest advocates of, hey, yeah, we could lose a few million here and a few million there. You know. And right now, you've got all these people in the Pentagon telling President Trump, I imagine if we were to tune into the discussions right now, it would kind of look like the war room discussions of General Buck Turgeson from Dr. Strangelove. Remember this? Play that clip.
Sir, if the pilot's gutsy, I mean, if he's really sharp, he can barrel that baby in solo. I mean, you ought to see it sometime. It's a sight. A big plane like a 52. Vroom, this jet exhaust frying chicken to the barnyard.
Yeah, but has he got a chance?
Has he got a chance?
Yeah, actually he does. Actually he does. And this is the kind of... These guys get swept away with the military weapon systems. I mean, this Dr. Strangelove was a black comedy, but it was very dark because it was based on reality. We go back and take a look. If you really want to know the history of this, the real history of this, take a look at the book called Raven Rock. The subtitle of it was The Story of the U.S. Government's Secret Plan to Save Itself While the Rest of Us Die. One of the hardened facilities for AT&T, which was a secret partner with the U.S. military back in the 1960s, one of the secret sites that they had that was right in the beginning of this book in the introduction, was a place called Big Hole, not too far from where I used to live in North Carolina. And, of course, we were all told, oh, that's been shut down years ago, and the Cold War ended, we shut that down, and the people who were highly connected in politics, the mayor and all that, they had all worked at that facility, that hardened underground facility. And so one day my wife and sons decided that they would go down that road. You remember that, Travis? You guys went down that road, and all of a sudden the station that was still there, everybody was saying, well, it's been abandoned and everything. All of a sudden the loudspeakers come on, turn back, turn back. You're earning your authorized to sell. What'd they tell you, Travis? Right there?
I do remember it. It's a little bit vague, but I do remember the fact that they had a guard tower with a spotlight and many armed guards for a facility that was supposedly defunct for years.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, later on, that was probably 6 or 7 years before everybody started talking about that facility in New York City. They said, look at this. It looks like some kind of a Soviet fortress, style. Brutal architecture. You know, we have the exposed concrete walls with no windows and so forth. Right smack dab in the middle of New York City. And it was one of those facilities. It wasn't hardened and underground. like the one in North Carolina. And there were multiple ones of those in North Carolina. But they had a plan where they believed that they could initiate a nuclear war and they could survive it. As a matter of fact, Kupperman, this guy who is now in John Bolton's place, going back to the 1980s, he was talking about when he was part of the Reagan administration, he was talking about the fact that he thought that nuclear conflict with Russia, actually the Soviet Union at that time, was winnable. And he said, quote, nuclear war is a destructive thing, but it's still in large part a physics problem. And he took this position of John Bolton last Tuesday. Here we are about a week later, and we're ready to blow up the world's energy supplies and start a global war. Because Russia and China are going to be involved in this as well. What he talked about at the time, you know, this physics problem that he talked about, he said, well, I can imagine a scenario where only 20 million people in America died, only 20 million Americans died, as opposed to 150 million. He says if it was only 20 million people, then the nation could then emerge stronger and could prevail in the objectives, right? Just like Dr. Strangelove. With enough planning, this is not Dr. Strangelove now. I am reading you what the guy who took John Bolton's place in the White House and the Trump administration said. With enough planning and civil defense measures such as, quote, a certain layer of dirt and some reinforced construction materials, the effects of nuclear war could be limited, and the U.S. would be able to fairly quickly rebuild itself after an all-out conflict with the Soviet Union. It might take 15 years, but geez, look how long it took Europe to recover after the Second World War. And then he talked about Hiroshima, which was one of the two cities that was bombed to end the Second World War. He said, Hiroshima, after it was bombed, it was back up and operating 3 days later. I hadn't noticed that. Yeah, no problem at all. As a matter of fact, to look at how life imitates art, let's go back to Dr. Strangelove, because that's what this guy literally sounds like. Play the other clip of the actual Dr. Strangelove.
Mr. President, I would not rule out the chance to preserve a nucleus of human specimens. It would be quite easy. Some of our deeper mine shafts. Radioactivity would never penetrate a mine some thousands of feet deep. And in a matter of weeks, sufficient improvements in dwelling space could easily be provided.
How long would you have to stay down there?
Well, let's see now. Cobalt thorium G?
Yeah, it's just a physics problem. No, we can calculate this out.
Radioactive half-life.
Yeah, let me get out my slide rule here.
Do you think that possibly 100 years?
No problem at all. You know, and he says, hey, look, we were told at the time, if you see a nuclear flash in a city, you know, try to get out of the city if the bombs are coming in. Just get into a ditch. You'll be okay. Maybe a little bit of dirt, too.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.